Good morning. An Alberta Clipper approaching from the west is producing clouds and a few flurries and snow showers across the region early this morning. This snow shower activity, though, will move through with little consequence. Otherwise, the weather will be dry, and temperatures are starting out in the single digits and some lower teens. We're on our way through the teens and into the 20s today on average as we go back to a little bit of sunshine behind the Clipper, but also the breeze will pick up from the west-northwest, and that will knock the wind chill back down into the teens and single digits by the end of the day. So another cold one on tap, a dry night tonight. We'll start out clear, but clouds will come back in as a system along the coast runs well east of New Jersey and Cape Cod. Overnight, temperatures will be between 0 and 10 above from I-90 south and below 0 in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. This will set us up for a mostly cloudy day tomorrow. We run the risk at a few snow showers as that system slides by well off to the east, and temperatures will be colder again and get stuck in the middle and upper teens. We'll have more sunshine on Friday, still mixing with some clouds, another dry day with high pressure in control and highs staying in the teens. With that high pressure overhead, Friday night will go below zero by Saturday morning, and Saturday afternoon will feature lots of sunshine, but it'll stay cold and highs will bounce back into the lower and middle 20s. At this point, we'll look for a pattern shift with southern storms hooking closer to us. So sunshine will give way to increasing clouds on Sunday with the chance of snow by the end of the day and temperatures in the 20s. Depending on the exact storm track with this next system and the one after it for Monday and Tuesday, we could be looking at more snow or a mixed variety of precipitation into the early part of next week. Highs on Monday and Tuesday will be back into the lower 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, upper-level energy over Texas will induce a wave of low pressure over the western Gulf of Mexico today and produce an area of snow over parts of the interior southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley. Dallas is expecting 2 to 4 inches of snow, Birmingham 2 inches, and Atlanta about an inch today and 1 to 3 more inches tonight. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for the interior south. Winter storm warnings are also in effect for the western Carolinas and southern Virginia for tonight and tomorrow, where 5 to 8 inches of snow will fall. In addition, in the warmer air, showers and thunderstorms will develop over parts of northern Florida today. With sufficient buoyancy and strong shear, some of the storms could be strong to severe this afternoon, with locally damaging wind gusts or even a brief tornado possible. At Mount Washington this morning, 10 miles visibility with light snow showers and 2 below zero with a west wind at 29 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 24 below zero. In Albany on the hour, scattered clouds and 14 degrees, the dew point 4, 64% relative humidity, a south wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.73 inches and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to a low of 34 below zero at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-30s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine with temperatures falling through the teens. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 19 degrees, the low 9 below zero, the average temperature 5, that's 23 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday for the month, 30.6 inches, which is 19.9 inches above average, and 70.6 inches for the season, which is 25.8 inches of snow above average. There were 60 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 1,259, that's 310 above average, and 4,930 for the season, which is 130 heating degree days above average. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees, the average low 20, the record high 67 set in 1976, and the record low 14 below zero in 1914. Sunrise this morning was at 6:38 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:39 p.m., 11 hours and 1 minute of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with a few snow showers today and highs in the lower 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows 0 to 10 below. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Mostly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, a few snow showers today with highs around 20. Mostly cloudy tonight, 0 to 5 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows 0 to 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, a few flurries or snow showers today, and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly cloudy tonight, 0 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a couple of snow showers around, back into the middle and upper teens. A mix of sun and clouds in the teens on Friday. Sunny, remaining cold Saturday, back into the lower to mid-20s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday, with some snow possible by the end of the day, in the middle to upper 20s. Morning snow giving way to sun on Monday around 30, and another chance of snow by the end of the day Tuesday, with highs in the lower 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.